Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. A 9-year-old Evansville, Indiana girl involved in a traffic accident last Thursday on Interstate 64 near Mount Vernon has died. Jaylee Stone was a passenger in a Honda SUV driven by her mother, 35-year-old Emily Stone. The accident happened during heavy rainfall at the 67-mile marker of I-64. Stone's SUV skidded through the median and into the eastbound lanes of the interstate, colliding with the rear of a semi before spinning into the front of a transit bus. Jaylee Stone has since died from her injuries. Jaylee's 5-year-old brother, Wes, remains hospitalized. The driver, Emily Stone, was also hurt in the accident and was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. The driver of the transit bus, Kim Graves, 38, of Gulfport, Mississippi, was hurt and taken to Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. The driver of the semi, Darby Key, 49, of Payne, Alabama, was not injured. A GoFundMe account has been established for the Stone family. Over $15,000 has been raised so far to help the family with medical, travel, and funeral expenses. More news after this.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything, from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you've planned everything. Well, almost everything. You've planned your way through life, but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements. At Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, they encourage pre-planning, just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements. At Richardson Funeral Home, your decisions matter.
Are you looking for tops that are all business in the day and all party in the night? Try on the new Olive Hill, Tribal, Foxcroft, and multiple tops at Carnaby Square. These early fall tops feature cold shoulder, funnel neck, and boho styles. More items have been added to the half of half rack, and all summer clothing is half price. Plus, slim station capris are 25% off. That's as low as they go at Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield.
In White County Circuit Court Monday, three defendants were sentenced to prison, according to White County State's Attorney Denton Aud. Michael R. Aud Headley, 25, of Carmine, drew a 5-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to a Class 2 felony charge of aggravated battery of a police officer. The charge stemmed from him striking a local police officer back in May. In addition to prison time, Aud Headley will have to serve another 2 years of parole once he gets out of prison and pay $503 in various fines, fees, and court costs. Carmine City Police arrested Aud Headley. Nathan D. Behrens, 28, of New Haven, was sentenced to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 3 felony charge of being in possession of methamphetamine. That sentence will run concurrently with another 10-year sentence on a conviction of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. The White County Sheriff's Department investigated the case against Behrens. And Michael B. Birch, 25, of Carmi, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison on a conviction of residential burglary, a Class 1 felony. Birch has been recommended to serve his time in the state's Impact Incarceration Program, also known as Boot Camp. He'll also have to pay all fines, fees, and court costs, plus serve another 2 years of parole once he gets out of jail. Plant a seed for a better tomorrow is the theme of this year's Sisney Reunion. The festival opens at 6:30 this Wednesday evening with an introduction of the Sisney Reunion Parade Marshals. Then at 7 o'clock Wednesday evening, soloist Christian Davis and the gospel trio Allegiance will perform. On Thursday, the annual Miss and Little Miss Sisney Reunion pageant will be held at 7 p.m. A Tiny Tot pageant will also be staged. On Friday, there will be plenty of music and fun featured from 6 till 10 p.m., Heather and Marty will be featured at 7 p.m. with bingo from 7 to 9. A one-mile fun run will be held at 7:30 Saturday morning with their 5K run walk starting at 8 a.m. Breakfast will be offered from 7 to 10 a.m., sponsored by the Sisney Community Center Board. From 8 to 10 Saturday morning, setup will begin for the tractor show. From 9 till noon, registration will be held for the Clay County Cruisers Car Show. From 10 till 11 a.m., the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church will be sponsoring Kids Games. Kids Day activities will be held on the square with inflatables for the kids. A pedal tractor pull will be held at noon. A pie-eating contest at 1 p.m. with the giant Sisney Reunion Parade at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. You'll also have a chance to win cash during a ball drop at 5 p.m. The band Sojourn Rocks will take the stage Saturday night at 7 with even more bingo from 7 to 9 p.m. There will also be crafts and flea market vendors throughout the event, along with a rock wall. The big Cisney reunion opening this Wednesday evening. The Fairfield City Council is set to meet in regular session this evening. On the official agenda, a rezoning request will be considered for property located at 308 Southeast 8th Street. An appointment of a temporary lead man in the Water Filtration Department will be made, and a resolution regarding an agreement with L&E Services, LLC, will be discussed. L&E recently purchased the former Southern Illinois wholesale property on South 1st Street as part of the company's recycling business. The meeting is set to begin at 6 o'clock this evening in the council chambers at City Hall. More news after this.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates, 618-244-4800.
At about 3:30 Saturday morning, Fairfield City Police were called to 902 Water Street by 65-year-old Charlotte A. Frazier. Ms. Frazier called police after she woke up and found an unknown woman asleep on her couch. Officers managed to wake up the woman, later identified as 40-year-old Rebecca E. Jones of Fairfield. Jones appeared to have been drinking, police said. She was placed under arrest on charges of disorderly conduct and criminal trespass to a residence, bond $150 cash. Wayne County Sheriff's Police report the arrest of Shelley J. Ryan, 25, of Mount Vernon, Illinois, on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant on a charge of being in possession of a controlled substance, bond in the case $825 cash. Crockett N. Wade, 45, of Carmi, arrested Saturday morning by Carmi City Police on charges of aggravated battery, resisting arrest, obstructing justice, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The arrest came in the early morning hours Saturday at 5th and Maple in Carmi. William Christopher Tate of Carmi reports to the Carmi City Police Department that somebody stole a bicycle off his front porch at 702 First Street. No value listed on the loss. We have the results of the big Johnsonville pageant, sponsored by the farmer's daughter. The king, Zachary Hildebrand, 7 years old. Zachary's parents are Kelsey Hildebrand and Richard Waldron of Johnsonville. The queen, Chloe Dagg, 6 years old. Parents are Lacey Dagg of Xenia. In the girls, toddler to three, first, Aubrey Pruitt, 3 years old. Aubrey's parents are Marianne Shreve of Johnsonville and Don Pruitt of Mount Vernon. Second, Cameron Talbert, 20 months old. Cameron's parents are Amy Harris and Brian Talbert of Johnsonville. In the boys, toddler to three, first, Lane Andrew Mason, 17 months old. Lane's parents are Kevin and Laurel Larrell Mason of Flora. In the girls' category, 4 to 6 years old, first, and queen, Chloe Dagg. Second, Aaliyah Hildebrand, 4 years old. Aaliyah's parents are Kelsey Hildebrand and Richard Waldron of Johnsonville. No contestants in the boys' category, 4 to 6. In the girls, 7 to 10. First place, Abby Young, 9 years old. Parents are Matt and Becky Young of Wayne City. Second, Millie Talbert, 7 years old. Her parents are Brian Talbert of Johnsonville and Jessica Bowen of Wayne City. Boys, 7 to 10. First place and king, Zachary Hildebrand. Second, Parker McCarthy, 7 years old. Parker's parents are April Williams and Matt McCarthy of Fairfield. And the 2017 Johnsonville Parade winners is a float entry from the Johnsonville Methodist Church entitled Star Wars Prayer Warriors. The Albion First United Methodist Church is sponsoring a backpack fundraiser coming up on the 12th, Saturday, at the Pagoda in Albion. Leroy Moore will be cooking pork chops and pork burgers. A bake sale will also be held at the same time, serving from 11 to 1. Now, all proceeds will go to this backpack program. It'll be providing food for children in need over the weekends. They'll be providing 2 breakfasts, 2 lunches, 2 dinners, and 2 snacks. The meals are prepared at the church and delivered to the school on Friday morning for distribution. If you cannot attend and would like to donate to the church for this worthy program, call 445 2555. Crude oil prices closed up a dab yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering 50 cents per barrel. Today they're paying $42.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 80-year-old St. Louis resident Barbara Hood died at 12.05 p.m. Friday at her home. A member of the St. Louis Basilica Church, she was a sales representative for the Canadian National Railway System. Survivors include a sister, Diana Reagan, and husband, Randall of McLeansboro, a niece, Ramona Reagan Dial, and husband, Scott of McLeansboro, a nephew, Bryce Reagan, and wife, Angela of McLeansboro, her stepmother, Mildred Hood of Cleveland, Ohio, and a stepbrother, Rich Kozlovich. Graveside memorial services and burial of ashes for Barbara Hood will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. 90-year-old Macedonia resident Don Marshall Carlton died at 1:30 Tuesday afternoon, July 25th, at his home. A U.S. Army medic, he served in World War II and was a farmer. He was a member of the Corinth Methodist Church. Survivors include a son, Stephen Ray Carlton, and wife, Sharon of Heron, a daughter, Carolyn Moore of Maryville, Illinois, 8 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and a sister-in-law, Betty Carlton. Graveside services for Don Marshall Carlton will be 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Macedonia Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. 61-year-old Fairfield resident Larry L. Talbert Sr. died at 12:10 Saturday morning at his home. He'd worked at Airtex Products for over 20 years. Survivors include his parents, Charles and Helen Talbert, his wife, Erlene of Fairfield, three sons, Larry and wife, Jennifer Talbert Jr., Anthony and wife, Dina Carter, and Dallas Bros, all of Fairfield, a daughter, Buffy and husband, Brian Diefenbach of Johnston City, Illinois, 10 grandchildren, one great-grandchild, a brother, Steve and wife, Gwen Talbert of Centralia, Illinois, a sister, LaDonna, and husband, Jesse Isle, and one special sister-in-law, Tony Simpson, there of Fairfield. Funeral services for Larry Talbert Sr. will be 1 p.m. Wednesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Richland Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 101-year-old Wayne City resident Nola Griffith died last Thursday, August 3rd, at Wayfair in Fairfield. Funeral services for Nola Griffith are pending at the Hostleton Funeral Home in Sisney. 94-year-old McLeansboro resident William Thompson Malding died at 2:47 Saturday afternoon at the hospital in McLeansboro. William was a farmer. He was also a member of the Elks Lodge number 1882 and Eagles Lodge 2699 in McLeansboro. Survivors include his son, Tom Malding Jr. of McLeansboro, granddaughters Leslie Danage and husband Trey of Peoria, Lynn Braden and husband Kurt of McLeansboro, a grandson Wade Malding and wife Jennifer of McLeansboro, great-grandchildren Hunter and Chloe Braden, Amira, Kalel, and Britton Danage, Hayden and Lane Malding. Services for William Thompson Malding will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in St. Clement's Catholic Cemetery at McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to St. Clement's Catholic Cemetery Fund and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services for 55-year-old Flora resident Anthony S. Tony Motes have been set for 11 o'clock Thursday morning at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora with burial in Rusk Cemetery at Flora. Visitation will be 6 to late Wednesday evening at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. Memorials may be made to the Illinois Patriot Guard, the Freedom Riders, and will be accepted at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Gearheads in Wayne City has an amazing inventory of tire and wheel selections available. Whether you want a good name brand or maybe one of their cheaper, lesser known cousins, they can get almost any brand available in the market today. Gearheads also has a great selection of used tires available if you need a spare or something just to get you by. Gearheads is fast, reliable, and you can trust them not to sell you something you don't need. Stop by Gearheads in Wayne City or call them 618-895-1001.
This is Julia Rowe from Busch Stadium Special Events. We like to say that Busch Stadium is a place where dreams come true both on and off the field. Did you know that we've hosted weddings at home plate, corporate batting practices on the field, and parties in the Cardinals clubhouse? The ballpark is a versatile venue accommodating any type of event, large or small, casual, or elegant. Make your next memory at Busch Stadium with a unique event. Find out more at cardinals.com/events.
Here's a look at sports for today on the local schedule. Sisney Middle School baseball practice begins this morning at 8 a.m., as well as Sisney Middle School softball practice begins this morning, this afternoon at 4:30. At 4 o'clock this afternoon. All players must have their physicals, insurance waivers, and athletic fees turned in to the Sisney Middle School office by today. Also, tonight in Major League Baseball, St. Louis is at Kansas City. First pitch at 7:15, Michael Wacha taking the mound for the Cardinals, pitching against Trevor Cahill for Kansas City. Listen tonight as the Cardinals face the Royals at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. Our broadcast begins at 6:20 on WOKZ 105.9 FM. Looking at national scores from last night in the major leagues, St. Louis drubbed Kansas City 11-3, and with their third win in a row there, the Cardinals now get back to the 500 level for the first time since June 3rd. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Pittsburgh shut out Detroit 3-0. Travis Williams allows just one hit over seven innings for the Buccos for the win. Minnesota beat Milwaukee last night 5-4, and the Cubs in the National League beat San Francisco 5-3. Arrieta pitching a nice ball game. The Cubs now hold a game and a half lead on Milwaukee, 3.5 games on St. Louis, and 4.5 on Pittsburgh with about 100 to go, with about 60 to go. Probably not even that many. It was Cincinnati over San Diego 11-3. Washington beat Miami 3-2, and Baltimore over the LA Angels 6-2. Here's a look at the WFIW area weather for today. Sunny, gorgeous, high of 85 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low down to 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 85 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 85, low of 62. Friday, scattered showers, high of 85, low of 65. And Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 82, a low of 60. Yesterday in Fairfield, we got up to 86 degrees, had a low of 64. Picked up a tenth of an inch of precipitation yesterday morning. That gives us 15 hundredths for the month, 22 inches, 46 hundredths for the year. We had a trace out here this morning, but not really measurable. Our low temperature this morning was 60, and at 6:32, almost 6:33, it is 62 degrees. For news that's online when you're online, please go to WFIWradio.com.
Now's the time when corn growers are making cropping plans for next year. So it's the perfect time to learn what's new, what's working, and what you need.